In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, we are about to start Holy Week. And we will have again, in front of our eyes, everything that our Lord Jesus Christ endured in order to save us. Through the liturgy of the Church, the work of our redemption will be placed in front of our eyes. The entrance of our Lord in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The first Mass celebrated by the Lord Himself on Holy Thursday. His death on the cross on Good Friday. But here I have to warn you. The liturgy of the Church is not a simple book of history. It's not simply a remembrance of what happened. We cannot reduce the liturgy to a simple reference to the past. Even though it deals with the past, the liturgy of the Church is somehow eternal. It brings together the past with the present and the future. It immortalizes the past and anticipates the future. Past and future meet together in the present of the liturgy, here and now. So, through the celebrations of Holy Week, we cannot only think about what happened, but we can somehow take part of what happened. Through the liturgy, we can access the past. Or to say it better, the past is made present to us, so we also can be a part of it. You see, when you take part of the procession on Palm Sunday, you are somehow counted among those who hailed the Lord with palms at his entrance in Jerusalem. When you take part in the Mass of Holy Thursday, you are mysteriously counted among those who were there with the Lord in the upper room. When you take part at the liturgy of Good Friday, my brethren, you are there with our Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross. And it's not only a pious thought, it is pure reality. It is the power of the liturgy to be the bridge that unites us with the mysteries of Christ. Liturgy is not a play, but the most powerful reality here on earth. So, my brethren, prepare well in order to take part at the sorrowful mysteries of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, how are you going to spend this Holy Week? Like someone who does not care? Or like a faithful disciple who wants to follow the Master until the end. How are you going to live this Holy Week? Unite yourself wholeheartedly with our Lord during this Holy Week, and you will be able to partake of the joy of his glorious resurrection. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.